WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It is 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. First, a traffic alert. College Station Police is working an incident. They have not released any more details than that. The area on Welburn Road, north and south between William D. Fitch Parkway and Capstone, is closed. Motorists should avoid the area. We will let you know when that roadway is back open. Next month, motorists on College Station's Holloman South between Rock Prairie and Dowling will be dealing with road construction for at least a year. The College Station City Council at its last meeting awarded a contract to widen Holloman South to 4 lanes plus a center turning lane. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says the nearly $9.5 million project will be paid by bonds approved by the council that followed recommendations by the Citizens Advisory Committee and not the recently enacted transportation impact fee.
And on the transportation impact fees, you may recall is that those are broken up into 4 different zones. We are just now beginning the process of actually collecting some of those dollars, and they'll have to go into the individual zones. So again, for practically there aren't dollars yet available for this particular project.
The project includes a hike and bike path on one side, a sidewalk on the other side, and a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new Riverbend Elementary School. A wave of conservative speakers being blocked from Texas universities has led the state Senate to consider potential penalties. The state Senate Affairs Committee will take up the issue today on the campus of Texas State University. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones sees the move as a mostly symbolic threat to the guilty schools.
To set some ground rules and try to use the financial stick that the state has to gain compliance by the universities, perhaps by sanctioning or fining them.
Jones believes the interim charge is the result of State House Freedom Caucus member Briscoe Kane being prevented by protesters from delivering a speech at Texas Southern University. A 64-year-old Dallas man on death row for the 1999 slaying of his ex-girlfriend while he was out on parole for killing his estranged wife has been executed in Huntsville. William Rayford became the nation's second inmate put to death this year, both in Texas. Local seniors are invited to a town hall meeting on senior citizens' concerns and issues. Ronnie Gibson, program manager for the Area Agency on Aging, says seniors will have the opportunity to speak freely in small groups with a scribe taking notes.
It's real intimate where they will be able to discuss right at their table, and we will not have any limits on what they discuss. It's those folks sitting at that table, these are their ideas, their concerns, their issues.
Gibson says the agency will take those notes and present them to the Texas Silver-Haired Legislature.
Silver-Haired Legislatures hopefully can develop some issues and present those to our state legislature so that laws and policies can be developed to address those concerns and issues of our seniors.
The town hall meeting is scheduled for 2 weeks from today at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided. Gibson says they are also in need of volunteers to help scribe and facilitate the event. You can call the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. There is so much flu that there is now a shortage of rapid flu tests. Kristen Norlin is with Centers for Disease Control.
It's likely that some of those spot shortages is due to the combination of the fact that we're just seeing a lot of activity all around the United States, as well as some of these manufacturers removing tests from the market.
She says doctors should treat their patients for flu with or without the test if they think their patient is experiencing flu symptoms. Two historical markers were presented at the last College Station City Council meeting. The first marker presented was for 700 Thomas Avenue. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says they approved the marker for the former residence of Dr. Odie Butler last year, but had to wait until 2018, 20 years after his death.
And Odie, as he was known, was an important person in the history of Texas A&M University and the College of Agriculture. He began in 1947 as an instructor at the university. Eventually became head of the Department of Animal Science, Vice President for Agriculture and Renewable Natural Resources, and an Associate Deputy Chancellor for Agriculture in 1980.
Hodges says one interesting note on the application was the lot next to his house was once known as Clark Field, which served as a baseball field for the neighborhood kids. And again, a reminder to avoid the area of Welburn Road north and south between William D. Fitch Parkway and Capstone. That road is closed. College Station Police are working an incident. We will notify you when we have more details and when the road is back open. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 42 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Good morning. It's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Here you go.
High pressure continues to hold sway over our weather. It'll do it for about 48 more hours, and then things will start to change as we get close to Friday and the weekend. Sunny, breezy, mild today. Highs will be up close to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and breezy, 50 to 55. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouding up, turning a little cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Friday, much cooler, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Caller.
Could you tell me, please, where Capstone is? I'm trying to avoid that area, and I don't know if where Capstone is.
Oh,
thank you.
Yep. Okay. Very good. All right.
Yeah. So basically, it sounds like Welborn Road, William D. Fitch Parkway,
right,
and kind of Barron.
Yes.
Kind of anywhere. Capstone, I'm assuming.
That's a housing development over there.
Well, Castlegate is, and yeah. And
no,
I
think that is too.
Okay.
Capstone is. But anyhow. So just stay away from Barron Road and Welborn, okay?
Yep.
That area right there,
because,
mm-hmm, you know, nobody ever goes there anymore.
No,
right?
No, there's nothing
crowded
over there.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're going to Yoli's for breakfast tacos.
Yeah. All right, so look. I think this charcuterie thing can catch on with Super Bowl weekend
charcuterie
coming up. Okay?
For sure.
Basically, it's cold cuts, all right?
Right. So when someone asks what you're bringing to the memo party, you say charcuterie.
Exactly.
Charcuterie.
Or come over, I'll have charcuterie.
Yeah,
I go, hey,
sure.
Well, where's the charcuterie? What's over here? I got
the
bologna.
The
and
Wilsons
I got,
are having a fancy party.
That's right.
They've got charcuterie.
Yeah, got there's salami right there, and there's garlic bologna.
It
and
sounds
there's
like it
olive
should be,
loaf.
It should just be like you're up to no good.
Yeah, you know, it does. It does. That's chicanery, though.
Yeah, charcuterie, though.
All right, so how long has it been a thing for ladies to lose weight for their wedding day, right?
Oh, gosh.
Been a deal, right?
That's why I'm not married.
Princess Eugenia, is that her name?
Eugenie.
Okay.
Eugenie.
Princess Eugenie of York has really upped the game. See, it had been rumored for a long time that she was going to get engaged to this guy, whose name is Jack Brooksbank.
Right.
I'm reading this because, obviously, I would have no idea.
Yeah.
But she apparently ramped up her diet and fitness regimen ahead of the proposal.
Oh, wow.
She was getting prepared.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
it. The freshly toned royal told Harper's Bazaar, she rises and shines with burpees, squat jumps, and lunges.
Oh,
good for her.
From 7 to 8 a.m. What's a burpee?
Okay,
go ahead, Chelsea. You explain.
So it's when you jump down onto the ground into a plank, and you do a push-up, and then you jump back up, and you reach your hands
the
to the
real
sky.
Real fun stuff.
We used to do that in football.
It's
up downs.
It's up downs. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, every day, and joined the women's only Grace Bulgravia gym.
Okay.
Oh.
Bulgravia is a fancy name. I know that.
Yeah.
Membership runs $7,800 a year.
Ooh. Holy crap!
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a lot of charcuterie there.
Yeah. They might. But even lovebirds who aren't blue bloods are concerned about having a decent-looking proposal.
Yeah.
After all, engagement pictures cost $300 to $500, according to Shutterfly,
mm-hmm,
and more than $1,000 if you're looking to catch maybe like a sunrise or something going on.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, the paparazzi proposals Times Square big screen package is $1,700, according to Brides Magazine. 60% of couples take engagement pics, 39% post the photos on videos or social media.
Yeah, of course.
Used to do that, you know, in the newspaper, not so much anymore. So there you go. So she's big
well,
time.
Well, and think about
it.
Eugenie probably gets photographed quite a bit over in England,
yeah.
But she knew this was going to make big time splash, you know, even over here in the States and other places in the world. So she was just getting prepped.
I think she looks a little bit like Neve Campbell a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just a little
bit. Younger one.
Yeah, younger. Yeah.
Nave's getting a little older. All right, so I figured out that I might watch the Olympics.
Oh,
okay.
I might watch the Olympics. Here's the reason.
We're about to win them medals, yo. That's right, son.
She became the big cheerleader for Team USA during the Rio de Janeiro Olympics in 2016.
Oh, Leslie
Looking
Jones.
Looking for that good stuff.
SNL comedian Leslie Jones became an internet sensation cheering on the American delegation, her tweets becoming so popular that NBC sent her from New York to Rio to enjoy the events. Now NBC Sports is making the superfan an Olympics contributor for the Pyeongchang Games, announcing
Lord.
Jones will be attending live events, meeting athletes, and spreading her enthusiasm for the Olympics on television and online.
Yeah!
Matt Napolitano, awesome. Fox News.
America.
America.
Yes,
she,
sir.
Get
she
it,
found
Leslie.
The shtick. Yeah, good for her.
That's good. And, you know, maybe one of the athletes will thank Leslie for getting them pumped up to go, you know, get the job done.
She's good at yelling.
Well, she can do that.
She's
That's
really
true.
Good at yelling.
This is kind of.
Okay, kind of royal news.
Kind of,
Eugenie
yeah.
didn't get the music.
No. No, exactly. As you know, that Meghan Markle is, of course, getting married to some British guy in May. And therefore will not be back for the next season of the show Suits.
Right.
But as it turns out, yesterday the network announced that Patrick J. Adams will also be leaving the series at the end of the current seventh season.
What?
Yes.
Is that Mike?
That's Mike. But
Chelsea's really upset.
I know. Variety says that Hollywood insiders believe that's a signal the entire series could be overhauled.
Absolutely.
Stars Gabriel Mach. Sarah Rafferty. Rick Hoffman and the new series regular Dooley Hill will return. So
have a Harvey spinoff. That'd be fun.
I guess. Yeah, you
or
could do that.
A Donna spinoff. That'd be even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the series. I mean, without Rachel, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
But without Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. When I read that, that's what I was thinking.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, by the way, Friday's Groundhog Day, just so you Friday's Groundhog Day, just so you know, in case you didn't. And?
What?
And?
Yeah, and we're going to remember last year, Scott, we live streamed it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll be ready.
Okay.
Puxtawny Phil coming at you.
Or somebody else, if they give us somebody else.
Things just keep repeating, too.
If they give us a carp and whether it comes up out of the water, any of that. Okay, you mentioned pizza earlier this morning, Zach.
Yes, I did.
Pizza is usually considered to be a food to eat after breakfast, but at least one dietitian named Chelsea.
Yes.
Spelled differently.
Oh.
Ever.
You mean wrong.
Yeah, okay. And she says it would be actually better if you did eat pizza for breakfast instead of cereal. Quote, "You may be surprised to find out that an average slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal with whole milk contain nearly the same amount of calories. So pizza packs are much larger in protein when it comes to, you know, if you need that kind of a punch.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's better in the morning.
Pizza?
Yep.
Yep.
Contains more fat, less sugar.
Ooh, I had it yesterday.
Okay, so there you go. What kind of pizza was it?
It was a DiGiorno frozen supreme pizza.
Supreme.
Oh, wow, the
Look
whole thing.
You.
So it had
Man.
Veggies and your protein on it.
It's perfect.
Lots of protein, brother.
Yeah.
So, so call your nearby pizza store soon.
Okay.
At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I like pizza for breakfast, cold pizza.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
All right, so that brings up another question.
That's what I had.
This makes my head hurt. Okay. what's the pizza company that's got the insurance thing going?
Oh, Domino's, I think.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Which I actually ran into a situation where this would have been important.
Okay, this is golden because I'm leaning in watching this on television going, okay, at what point would you go back?
Right.
All right.
Okay, so this wasn't a pizza, but it was a cookie cake.
All right.
Which is ultimately the same thing in cookie form.
Different material.
She had purchased a cookie cake, a friend of mine, for one of our friends' birthdays. She dropped it, taking it out of her car before the party, and it was completely ruined.
Okay.
She had to go back, and they made her buy a new one.
Oh, no. Bad PR.
I know, but they did. and I thought to myself, pizza insurance.
Yeah.
So that's as close as I got to a real life situation. But the
deal is with a cookie cake, the cookie thing.
Yeah.
It falls and breaks. Yes. It is ruined.
And it may have even fallen like icing on like, face down.
Okay,
so then the message was really all smeared and
mushed.
Gross.
But the thing is, what would have to happen to the pizza for you to actually drive back to the pizza place and ask for a new one? And, you know, I'm sure that they teach them to not shame you if you do it, because it's a great promotion. But, I mean, really? It's pizza. All you're going to have to do is, then you have to sit and watch them make a new one for you. And it would just seem to me like you would be embarrassing yourself if you walked in and asked for a free pizza.
I wouldn't be embarrassed at all.
Okay.
I'd come back.
Right.
But are they going to have to make you show them, right?
Oh, sure. No, you got
to
bring it back.
You have to show evidence.
It's not like you're going to say it was messed up, but I ate it anyway. Can I have another one?
Right.
Oh, yeah, man, I dropped my pizza, but, you know, a quarter of it fell off somewhere.
Yeah, so. Not going to work. Okay, so do we know who Meek Mill is,
a
rapper?
Yes.
He's a rap star.
Okay, all right. Court employees can meet some very wealthy people on the job. Probably best not to use that time to ask for a loan. TMZ reports that a court clerk named Wanda Chevarria hit up Meek Mill for some help with her son's college tuition while he was on trial for violating probation in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Reportedly slipped him a note saying, quote, unable to secure a loan or co-sign a loan due to bad credit. Anything you can do would be appreciated, end quote. Really? Had you heard about this?
I don't know.
I hadn't heard about this. I know lots of rap stars were wanting Meek Mill freed.
Yeah, well, the judge sentenced him to 2 to 4 years.
Okay.
And she's looking for a job now because she went and asked the guy if they'd do that.
So
just thought that was a little bit unusual. Hello?
So I understand the cookie cake upside down, but does it really make that much difference to a pizza if you drop it a couple times?
No, of course it doesn't. Yes?
How do they think Stromboli was invented? Somebody dropped its pizza on its side.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I love Stromboli.
Yeah, Stromboli's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know, and again, we're talking about it, so maybe that's the idea.
Well, and that's exactly. That's the thing is, even if they use it once in a blue moon, we're talking about how they offer it.
Then they do it tonight because it's a blue moon, right?
When Good one, Scott.
Thank you. Okay, so now there's the Amazon effect. We saw it yesterday. It's called the Amazon effect. Amazon, I don't know if you've heard of it or not, the river, but that company, you know, that Jeff Bezos owns.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of whether or not Amazon gets into the business that you're in. They just have to look at the business that you're in. If you'll remember, when they were checking out Whole Foods, Kroger stock went in the dumper. Because if Amazon comes to play, they're going to take the ball, okay? And they're going to do it the way they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday, not only Amazon, but Berkshire Hathaway, that's that Buffett guy, and J.P. Morgan Chase got together to talk about how maybe they can solve the health care problems for their employees, thus reduce costs. As a result, some pretty good shockwaves in the stock market yesterday. United Health Systems went down almost 4% in one day, once again, just because Amazon was looking at getting into the business.
Wow.
Now, let's think about it, though. It's not a bad idea because basically the story I read yesterday is U.S. America spends $10,300 per person every year on health care. Did you get $10,000 worth of health care, Zach?
No.
Chelsea, did you get
$10,000? I don't think so.
And
no.
I didn't. Now, here's the brilliance of it. Amazon pretty much has got young people working there,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So, like, when I worked here back the first time a long time ago when I was younger than y'all, I wasn't on the health care insurance. I mean, I was 22 years old. What's going to happen to me?
Right.
So Amazon has a lot of young people there. So here's one way that Amazon can go, oh, you get free food, we do this, we do that. And by the way, your health care is taken care of.
Right. Wow.
But it doesn't cost Amazon anything because they're not going to be insuring through a company. They basically will self-insure.
Oh.
Now, the discussions that were made yesterday, they said, we're just in the planning stages, but that was enough, again, to make the insurance industry go into a stone-cold panic.
Right.
Warren Buffett said yesterday, quote, the ballooning cost of health care is acting like a hungry tapeworm on the American economy, and we cannot accept that. Rather, we should share the belief that putting our collective resources, and again, that's Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, mention Amazon's got about $300 billion just stashed away someplace.
Yeah, they're doing well.
So they got money. But the idea is, I mean, you don't have to file insurance. You don't have to deal with these providers. Hell, they may build hospitals. I mean, you may have an Amazon hospital. Who knows?
Right.
But that's
they
the
can
whole
do whatever they want.
Because they got plenty of money.
Yeah.
But then you take that and then you add J.P. Morgan Chase. Between the three of them, those companies have over 1 million employees, by the way.
Yeah.
You take those folks out of the healthcare industry and there will be some panic. So we'll see what happens. But and we're just in the formative stages, but kind of an unusual thing that happened. We'll see. All right. TV hot shows this week. The Grammy Awards was number one.
Really?
Even though it was, what, like 50%
of
what?
Yeah.
From the high. NCIS was number two. Bull was number three. The Good Doctor was number four. This Is Us was number five. NCIS New Orleans was number six.
I can't believe This Is Us was number five.
I know.
Yeah. Don't know.
I don't feel like this season has been quite as intense. Now, I haven't seen the Crockpot episode yet.
A dude died.
Well, yeah. But you know he dies from the beginning of the series.
Oh.
Well, is that... maybe
so there's
he
a lot
didn't
of flashbacks. I don't watch the show.
Oh yeah, it's constantly flashing back and forth between when they were growing up and when and then nowadays.
So if you leave the room, you're liable to be confused.
Correct. Okay. It is one. Well, kind of. Yeah, you should probably pay attention. But I just feel like I cried a lot more in the last season than this season.
Oh, no. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah,
that's
it. Absolutely.
When there people are crying, that's
yep,
true.
Yep.
So yesterday I was asked, what show was I asking you about yesterday that you said you were not a fan of?
Full House.
Yeah, Fuller House.
In Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Well, I can't say I'm a fan or not a fan because I've never seen an episode of Fuller House. But
they said that has been the most binged watched, this year. But second is your...
Grace and Frankie?
No. What's the one you used to watch? Gilmore Girls.
Oh, Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yep, Gilmore Girls.
Well, that's because it's four episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're an hour and a half long, but it's four episodes.
It's not like a total commitment.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like you're binging, you know.
It's like an afternoon. You could go, I could do that because, you know, the weather's bad outside.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Well. All right. Well, and I don't know. I think... Have we heard of
that one came
back?
Out over a year ago.
Yep. Well, people just getting around to it.
True. I got around to it months after it came out.
Zach was just talking to me yesterday about Deadwood. You know, came back
Deadwood.
Around.
True.
And that's been sitting on the shelf for, what, 5-6 years? Something
longer
like
than that, I
yeah.
think. Yeah.
Still good, though. It's still really good.
Well, yeah, that's the great part. They don't get worse. Yeah.
After I'm done with that, I think I'm going to go back and watch Justified again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's the only thing. As long as you deal with shows that are old enough that cell phones never mattered.
Oh,
because you think about that, okay? Cell phones never mattered in Deadwood, but when you start looking at it nowadays, how about something that was, I don't know, popular 15 years ago?
Right.
You're going to say, where are the cell phones? Why aren't people looking at their phones?
You're always asking me about that with the Hallmark Channel. Do they have cell phones?
Do they have cell phones in there?
That's how you
one of the old-timey ones?
I accidentally... switched over to the Hallmark Channel yesterday.
Oh,
I don't know.
Accidentally?
I was in the kitchen, and so I had the TV on, and I'd walked around to the other side of the counter, and I heard some, and I wish I could remember the dialogue, and I went, what the hell? And I turned around, and it had the little Hallmark logo.
Oh,
it's something from 1958,
it.
Of course.
Yeah. Of Intercon. Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Hawaii's false nuclear missile warning is one of these stories that just won't go away, and for good reason, because the state of Hawaii failed to tell us the real story. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Consumer Tech Update. For a month, Hawaiian officials blamed the false missile alert on a tired employee and a shift change. The state apologized, but the FCC discovered the Hawaiian's original story was anything but accurate. What really happened was a night shift supervisor who decided on his own to test the readiness of the incoming day shift with an unannounced missile drill. Pretending to be the Navy's Pacific Command, he sent a message saying, "Exercise, exercise, this is not a drill." Get that? It's an exercise, not a drill. And the incoming morning supervisor, who was unaware of the drill, assumed the worst and panicked the entire state. Once the FCC's report was made public, embarrassed Hawaiian state officials say they fired both people involved in the worst false alarm in the nation's history. I'm Kim Commando. The world of home security is a noisy place. There are so many different systems, each claiming to be the best. Hidden in all the confusing chatter are long-term contracts, expensive monthly fees, and then there's SimpliSafe, the security company with no long-term contract, no expensive fees, and no complex installation. This is why SimpliSafe is now the fastest-growing home security company in the country, protecting more than 2 million homes. And SimpliSafe is now even better with the all-new SimpliSafe system, with even more safeguards to protect against power outages, downed Wi-Fi, cut landlines, hammers, thugs, and everything in between. The all-new SimpliSafe is smaller, faster, and stronger than anything before. Virtually invisible, with powerful sensors so small you hardly notice them. But the bad guys will, and you still get the same low and honest price. 24/7 professional protection for your home and family for just $15 a month. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now to order your new system. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 42 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An update on the situation in South College Station. According to CSPD, there is no danger to the public. The situation has been resolved, and the roadways are being opened up at this time. Officers will remain on scene, and the investigation is ongoing, so you can still expect some heavy traffic and delays in that area. Further information will be released when the investigation permits. A nearly $9.5 million street project starts next month in College Station. That's after the city council at its last meeting awarded the construction contract affecting Holloman South from North Dowling to Rock Prairie West. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says funding is not from recently imposed impact fees.
This was part of the notion of the Citizens Advisory Committee ranked very high on their list of prioritized transportation projects, and this is funded through the Streets Capital Projects Fund.
Weather permitting, construction will take a year to create a four-lane road with a center turn lane, a sidewalk on one side, and a hike and bike path on the other side. There will also be a traffic signal at Rock Prairie and the entrance to the new Riverbend Elementary School. The Area Agency on Aging is encouraging seniors to come to a town hall meeting 2 weeks from today to discuss their concerns and issues.
We want to hear directly from the seniors of what their concerns are. Is it transportation? Is it health care? Is it adequate housing for seniors?
Program manager Ronnie Gibson says vendors will be on site and several speakers will present information before the participants split up into small groups.
At each table, a facilitator and a scribe that will be taking notes and with the seniors. So we're going to have the seniors at each table discuss what their issues are.
Gibson says the meeting is at the Brazos Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with lunch provided. Volunteers to facilitate and scribe are also still needed. You can contact the Area Agency on Aging for more information at 595-2806. Two College Station homes received historical markers at the last city council meeting. Historic Preservation Committee Chairperson Lou Hodges says 601 Montclair Avenue may sound familiar.
It was the original plaque. It was number one. But of course, the plaques are not the property of the house, they're the property of the people who have the application. And so over the years, this disappeared, possibly with one of the property owners. We don't know. But the current owners, Jeff and Brenda Hood, have reapplied for a new plaque.
Hodges says the house is automatically eligible for a plaque because it was one of the houses that was originally moved off of the Texas A&M campus. However, the new plaque will be marked as number 93. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 42 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and Houston airports. Daily service to Austin as well. So reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute. Go to groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle, let them do the driving. Here you go.
High pressure continues to hold sway over our weather. It'll do it for about 48 more hours, and then things will start to change as we get close to Friday and the weekend. Sunny, breezy, mild today. Highs will be up close to 70. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and breezy, 50 to 55. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Clouding up, turning a little cooler tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Cloudy Friday, much cooler, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So it's time to talk to the mayors, and Mayor Carl Mooney here from the City of College Station. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. You got a pick for the Super Bowl?
Anybody.
Okay. Okay, so now, do you host or do you attend?
Laura and I have been fortunate. We have some friends who have annually invited us to their home.
Okay. Now, are they having charcuterie this year?
I have no idea.
Okay, do you know what a charcuterie is? I didn't know. Charcuterie is cold cuts. A variety of sliced cold meat is actually called charcuterie. And I had no idea.
I had no idea either. But so, I didn't know what cold cuts were until I was about in third grade because I spoke German mostly growing up with my grandmother.
Okay, okay.
Got into public school and was invited to a friend's house, and his mother said, "We're having cold cuts for lunch." And I said, "Was ist das?"
So there you go. So charcuterie, if you need a fancy word for cold cuts, we got that.
All right.
I think a week ago Wednesday, you had an opportunity to speak for a few minutes at the Economic Outlook Conference.
Sure
and
did.
You had some pretty interesting news, certainly as far as the YMCA is concerned.
Well, yeah, the Y is coming to town, and they're really starting to invest in the town in the way of they brought their site planner here, and she took into consideration all the things that the advisory council had come up with over a year and a half ago now, and is going to incorporate those into the site that we're looking at. And it's going to be a building, though, that if for some reason one site didn't work, it could easily be moved to another site. And we've got a couple in mind, but one is the primary site right now.
And then the idea that there may be another location in addition.
The Y has really been encouraged by the response they got from the public. For a 50 to 60,000 square foot facility, they figured they would need about 2,200 family units to be members. Well, they did the survey using a group called Foursquare out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they told us they got about three quarters of the way through the study and they almost stopped. And of course, when we heard that, we were like, what's wrong? Yeah. And they said, no, because by that point, we already had 3,800.
Okay.
And that number has now grown. What's happening too is some of our developers who are in the at the stage right now where they're planning their developments aren't looking at doing the traditional neighborhood of having huge pools and that sort of thing, because that adds a huge cost, and we're trying to keep the cost of housing down.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than passing that kind of cost on to their home buyers, instead they're looking at a portion of their HOA fees going to purchase YMCA memberships.
So that would be, for instance, if you've got 400 homes in there, do all 400 of those rooftops then have a membership? Is that how that would work?
They certainly could.
And then YMCA could, I guess, accept that at any reduced rate that they wanted to.
Correct, correct. Right now, the YMCA has proposed a starting rate of $65 a month for a family. All right. Now, you're going to be kind of hard-pressed to meet that type mm-hmm. of amount, because think, if you've got two or three kids and you're paying for gymnastics or whatever else, martial arts or anything, it's going to be considerably higher. Now, that means it's also an opportunity for parents to engage in programs that they're going to have at the same time. So $65 a month is a good deal.
Speak to the process of interacting with the city of Bryan about maybe a second location or this primary location.
Well, we've had members of Bryan's Reckon Parks, particularly their former Reckon Parks director, and some others have been involved in the advisory council, and we've talked about the possibility of having another YMCA, maybe even a YMCA that is a little different than the one we're looking at for College Station, which would have a family swim area. There has been a need expressed by both school districts, Bryan and College Station, for an auditorium. It's pricey, though. And it's hard to come up with that kind of money when you've got other needs. I mean, we've heard about College Station talking about how fast College Station High School is growing and perhaps the need for another high school not too far down the road. So the idea of being able to collaborate with the YMCA for a natatorium somewhere, maybe right around where Traditions is located. And we've had some discussion in the not too distant past with Spencer Clements out there and Traditions and so forth. That would make a great location. You got the Health Science Parkway right there. You've got also the highway going right down there now to Rellis.
Mm-hmm.
And that even offers some additional possibilities, because Rellis right now does not have a physical education facility plan that I know of.
Yeah.
And we've had some very, very limited discussion with President Hensley about that.
Sure. Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, joining us. Let's move on to Thursday's meeting, your agenda. Part of your consent agenda had to do with identifying annexation. You're going to have some meetings coming up in March, but basically kind of give us an overview of where this council is right now as it pertains to annexation.
Okay. Well, first, these are properties that we've had an agreement with for numerous years, and we're coming to the end of the term of those agreements. And in some cases, the property owners themselves have said, yes, I'm ready to be annexed. I want to have all the facilities, the infrastructure, everything else to come to this property, because I think that's the best way that I'm going to be able to develop it. So we've said, let's go forward on some selected properties, and most of these are well over onto the west of Welburn Road, and down along Holloman. And of course, we also let out a contract to develop South Holloman further, because we know that that's going to see a lot of growth. There's another elementary school planned down that way as well. So we need to get ahead of the game. And that was part of my comments as well on at the Economic Outlook Conference. You know, this isn't a time when we can just sit by and say, well, will it happen? No, we know it will happen. So let's get ahead of it, because right now the cost of land, the cost of property, the cost of building is not going to be, it's not going to be any cheaper than it is today.
Sure. And to an extent, you're playing catch up with this Holloman project that's just about to start from North Dowling, that'll go over to Rock Prairie West.
Exactly. I mean, you know, one of the most renowned projects out there, of course, is the barracks. And that has really captured it's a niche market where, you know, the Phillips folks out there have done a great job of organizing, maintaining it, having something unique in the water park that they've got out there. So we're going to have to do some things. We're going to be extending General Parkway as well. We've been fortunate to have some property owners who are being very cooperative with us in that effort.
Now, you mentioned we started off by talking about the YMCA, but let's dovetail that with, again, apparently plans for the senior center are moving right along, and so hopefully you're looking at that with what facilities would be at the YMCA in
right,
concert.
Right. You know, that's occupied right now by the Arts Council, and Chris Dyer has done a great job of helping them move forward, and they now have another facility that they're getting ready to take over and do some modification out there. That's going to take a little bit of time, but once they move out of the arts, where the Arts Council is right now, which you know, that's right there on Dartmouth, before you get over to Southwest Parkway, and in Holloman as well. Right there, it's a great location for seniors. Has good parking. We'll enhance that a little bit. We're going to make some changes to the building. We were very fortunate to have a gift of $750,000 given to the city specifically for the purpose of senior programming. So that means we're going to be able to go into the existing Arts Council building, make some changes, put in, for example, a larger, more ADA-compliant restroom, so you can wheel a wheelchair right in there if you need to. It'll have a large area for arts. It'll have two other large rooms, which will probably have a movable wall, so it can be even a larger area for big meetings, dances, other kind of social events that might occur, lectures, who knows what. And then another one that is already there on the left-hand side, another large building. So and is a catering kitchen also.
What's your occupancy timeline you feel like right now?
You know, it's all hinging on the Arts Council and their ability to move out. And of course, their goal and our hope is that sometime this summer we'll be able to make that switch.
Carl Mooney joining us from College Station. A couple more things then. Overlays, you discussed those once again. I know this is something that you're struggling with. We've had the problem for a long time, but where are we now with the latest development there?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk among neighbors, particularly South Side, East Side, College Hills, those areas. You know, what we're trying to do is make sure that whatever the process is, that it is a democratic process. That everyone's voice is heard and that decisions are made fairly, and that the outcome isn't one that puts neighbors at odds with each other, although there's going to be some folks that would always disagree with others. But part of the concern we had was that a previous council many years ago decided that such decisions could be determined by only 50% of the neighbors. Well, think about it. That means that if you have one opinion, you could have folks on either side of you who have a different opinion. So we're trying to come up with a fair way, a democratic way, for neighbors to get together and for folks to know who is really impacted right at the very beginning. One of the points I made was that while it says in the process for a NCO that you are to identify the boundaries, it wasn't made real clear how you are to do that. Oh, is it going to be this house, that house? Mm-hmm. You can't gerrymander, all right? It truly has to be a neighborhood.
Right. And finally, I don't know if you heard the president's address last night, but among the things that he said was $1.5 trillion in infrastructure for the United States, government projects, state, maybe private partnerships. Does that put together some tick boxes for you?
Well, you know, any time you're looking at the opportunity to improve or maintain your infrastructure, particularly in a town like ours, where we've got folks and neighborhoods that have been here since the inception of the college, of the university. So there are some portions of town that need some major, major overhaul. One that we're really taking a very good, hard look at, matter of fact, I've got a transportation meeting this afternoon, is University Drive. And it's occurred to a number of people, myself included, who believe that the only way we're really going to improve University Drive is to have separation of vehicular traffic from bike and pedestrian traffic. And one possibility might be that the area that you now see as University Drive might become a mall through Northgate area, and University Drive would actually pass underneath. That would tie in very nicely with another meeting that I had on Monday with Union Pacific, talking about the new Brazos Yard, which will become the second largest rail yard in the country. Mm. All right, starting in, summer of 2020, they will be 1,300 rail cars a day, all right, being moved about and creating new trains that will go in any of seven different directions from that area up in Mumford, actually almost right across the street from the Mumford Elementary School mm-hmm. on Highway 50. So, trying to tie these things in together so that one effort actually complements the other is something that I think we need to move forward on. So, taking a hard look at university, knowing that the College of Engineering by 2025 is scheduled to have 25,000 students, the university's pushing by 2030 to be somewhere around 80,000 students, already at 62. Knowing we've got more pedestrian and bike traffic than ever before in Northgate, thanks to the high rises, and there's others that are under construction right now, which means that there'll be more to come.
Yep.
And other changes that just boggle the mind right now.
Yeah.
But we'll be ready for it.
Well, let me go back then just for a second since you met with UP. Did they indicate anything to you about what that would do as far as rail traffic in, for instance, downtown Bryan?
Well, downtown Bryan is already double-tracked, all right? Once you get past the College Station border, you've got that one siding that actually goes on and kind of passes behind the main business area mm-hmm. of Bryan, and then the other that bears off to the left. And the folks who stay at the LaSalle Hotel would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But the idea is that here down in College Station, we are going to end up having to double-track because the trains are already longer than they have been before. Part of that is the intermodal traffic that is coming out from Panamax, the widened, deeper Panama Canal,
mm-hmm.
And those trains come up through here. Oddly enough, those trains actually won't be separated there at that rail yard. They'll continue on to Dallas-Fort Worth, all right? But the idea being that you'll have these other cars, the trains that you're typically seeing, the gondolas, the boxcars, et cetera, the tank cars, those will come through. And folks in College Station, if you're at an Aggie ball game, get ready to hold up not just four anymore, but five, six, seven fingers, because mm-hmm. that's going to be the length of the locomotives, and it's going to increase the time that it takes for a train to cross, all right, at a railroad crossing from about 4 minutes to double that, at least.
Well, of course, the changes are going to be happening at Bush, but, the lines keep going down and College Station continues to grow south.
Yes,
well,
sir.
That's a whole other day. We can talk about that another day.
Right.
I thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on Wednesdays.
Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for district clerk of Brazos County. There will be lots of challenges facing the district clerk's office, our courts, and our litigants in the near future. I am the only candidate in this race with the knowledge and experience to handle the tasks of this job on day one. I'm confident that I can perform the task. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. Howdy, you're invited to meet Rick Davis, a candidate running for state representative in District 14. Join the Rick Davis campaign this Wednesday, January 31st at 6 p.m. at Blackwater Draw in downtown Bryan. This is your opportunity to meet Rick Davis, ask questions, and find out why he's the best candidate to represent your interests in this growing economy. Meet your candidate, Rick Davis, Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Blackwater Draw in downtown Bryan. Visit electrickdavis.com or Facebook to learn more about the campaign. Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis campaign, Roy May Treasurer.
A roof is a roof is a roof, right? Wrong! Sure, a lot of the same materials are used, and sure, some of the same styles are built. But at Aggieland Roofing, things are done right the first time, satisfaction guaranteed. Aggieland Roofing guarantees that your roof installation or repair will be completed on time the first time. Aggieland Roofing, 777-1432 or aggielandroofing.com. Aggieland Roofing. Roofing done right.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have, I wasn't going to bring Ben in.
He was just in my office talking to me.
Well, he wanted to come wander over here, but I was talking to important people, and so he didn't.
Okay,
I fixed your microphone yesterday, just so you know.
Thank you.
I listened on Radio Aggieland. By the way, Ben Downs, general manager, as opposed to just the
voice. Oh, hey, welcome.
Area man, Big Downs.
Instead of just being the voice of reason that appears in the ether. But I did, while driving, listening to RadioAggieland.com, you can hear Chelsea just fine.
Yep.
You can hear Zach pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
that mic is so low.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Why would we set it low?
Because even I'm in there sometimes, and even I have to pot it all the way to the top.
That's danger levels right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a knob over there that, you know, the one that we said turn this knob.
Yeah, I don't know the knobs.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, well.
All right, anyway. So since you came in, I wasn't going to. But
by the way, it's Belgravia. Belgravia. That's right. Where the Russian oligarchs and criminals all live.
I thought the clothing line. I didn't know if they pronounced it that way.
I don't know, but the area is indeed pronounced Belgravia. Yeah, no, that's where Mary lived and pulled beers for
and hung out
for
with the mob. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Right. Did you see where Russians are upset because they're thinking all the locusts are going to mess up the World Cup fields?
No!
All the soccer pitches are going to get ate up by locusts.
Say it's not true.
So we're just waiting for the other plagues to hit.
History Channel is bringing back the series In Search Of. Remember that, the original?
That's the one where Mr. Spock was the narrator,
well, Rod
right?
Serling first.
Oh.
Rod Serling first, then Leonard Nimoy. Now they're going to do Zach Quinto. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Zach Quinto, I didn't even know that. Isn't that good?
He's the new Spock.
He's going to host the 10-episode miniseries.
I can see why you wouldn't know that. They only made, like, you know, $2 billion movies with Zach in there, so
yeah. Are they going to have Harrison Ford too from Star Trek?
He'll just come.
Yeah, yes, they probably will.
The most common.
Good job, Mr. Taylor.
May
good
the
job.
Fourth be with you.
Let's play. Yep, yep, yep. Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, yep, yep. Nope.
Can I go first?
You can go first. Zach will go second.
Since I struggle,
I'll go third, and Ben will go fourth,
and I will. Distract.
It'll be fine.
Great. Okay.
I'll try to stay
focused.
This is
the most common impulse items we buy.
Ooh, okay.
I'm ready.
Have you done this in the last year?
Ready.
Year.
Okay.
Oh.
Ready.
Year.
So again, Chelsea's first.
Yep.
Then Zach, then me, then Ben. So it's yep, 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 no.
Okay.
Long, drawn-out explanation.
All right.
We're just going to do six because
it's going to take too long.
We only have half an hour left.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah.
All right. Number six, books.
Yep.
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 Well, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
That's
does
not
that,
a choice.
Well, does yeah. that, wait a minute. Wait. Does that include ebooks? Because I buy everything
yes.
for a reader.
Yes, they count.
Because it's words, you know, but it's still not really a book.
Again, I don't know.
It was a book once.
This is why it's going to take so long.
Sorry. Okay.
I don't know how this is an impulse item, but lunch or dinner.
Yep.
I haven't missed one in a long time. Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the thing is you're going, oh, we're out. Let's go ahead and eat dinner, right?
Right.
Is that? I guess
or
that's
you're
what
driving home and you get Chick-fil-A.
Right.
I never want to go to the grocery store, by the way. So.
Number four, coffee.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh. Wow. You're a onesie on that.
Yep. Congratulations.
Takeout for dinner.
Yep. I think that's it.
What was the question
He's
again?
Thinking.
Takeout for dinner.
Have you ever bought it on an impulse?
Well, yeah.
No.
Because you hadn't planned to, maybe, and then you decide to.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Okay, fine.
No.
Number two.
It's awful.
Close.
Yep.
Yep. No.
Yes, I guess.
No,
I
you have not.
In the last year?
In the last year.
Yeah, within the last year.
I don't
but
know.
It's online.
I bought shoes today.
Let me call Lily and see if I've bought clothes.
Wait.
Let me call Lil and ask her. Okay, hey, honey, have I bought any clothes on impulse in the past year, please?
We have time. When did you have time to buy shoes this morning?
Actually, I printed packing labels to send them back, but I did buy them during the show a week ago.
What Probably hour? During my sports. I'm sure it was during my sports.
No, sports tees.
Guys, I'm really good at
during the sports tees. There's
time. During the tees.
She said, I got 2.5 minutes. I could buy shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, and number one impulse purchase, candy.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
I did buy Skittles.
On.
You'll never go to the. I don't do a lot. Come I don't do a lot of shopping.
I guess that
I
might be a yes.
Believe that
I might have to take
all.
Back my.
Yeah.
Hope.
Don't give me that.
Never just go into the to the gas station. You're like, that
no.
Snickers looks pretty good.
Oh yeah. I bought a peanut patty yesterday.
Yes. Oh my god!
But
have
I
you
actually,
already forgot.
But I actually pulled over to buy it. It wasn't an impulse item. I actually made it.
Wow.
It was a point that I.
Why?
It was intentional.
It was premeditated.
Were you going to meet somebody? You needed to make sure your breath was fresh
with a peanut patty.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. A praline.
Okay.
A praline.
It sounded like a bra line. You're buying bra lines at the gas station?
Okay, yesterday.
I'd be surprised where you could find those.
Oh. Lego unveiled a 10-foot tall Lego brick.
Oh.
Bet cool. you can't step on that.
Yeah.
It's their 60th anniversary. All right, cool. We're back tomorrow. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station. Yeah.